Back in 2007, Immigration and Customs Enforcement began teaching Maricopa County Sheriff's deputies to enforce some immigration laws under a program known as 287G. But the training apparently included a mistake. Deputies were told they could use Mexican heritage, along with other factors, when deciding if a person might be in the country illegally. But the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has already ruled that's not legal. Kevin Johnson is the dean of UC Davis Law School.
The Ninth Circuit had made it fairly clear that in states like Arizona with high Hispanic populations, a Mexican appearance should not be considered as an indication of any kind of immigration status.
The Department of Homeland Security would not comment on ICE's training because the case is still in court. But the agency did say in a statement that it has no tolerance for racial discrimination. Johnson says it's surprising the feds got the law wrong.
There's really no excuse, given the amount of resources that are being focused on border enforcement, why the ICE training couldn't be effective and why it couldn't be truthful to the law.
Meanwhile, lawyers for Sheriff Joe Arpaio have shifted the blame back onto ICE for its allegedly flawed training program. Attorney Tom Liddy.
As an American citizen, I would want our President of the United States and I would want our Director of Homeland Security to take immediate steps to ensure that race and ethnicity is never used in a law enforcement decision.
But in last week's ruling, Judge Murray Snow said the sheriff's office still deserves plenty of blame for misinterpreting the law. After ICE dissolved its agreement with the sheriff's office in 2009, a sergeant incorrectly told deputies they could detain immigrants solely for being in the country illegally. On Wednesday, Arpaio said that practice would stop. In Phoenix, I'm Jude Joffe Block. On Wednesday, Arpaio said that practice would stop. Jude Joffe Block, KJZZ News, Phoenix.